It was the afternoon of Christmas Eve. Faded trowel marks on the dense lath and plaster of the walls in the upstairs hallway were cool to the touch. Though thick layers of old-world horsehair and plaster dampened the transfer of noise, the tarnished brass ceiling lamps in the parlor below squeaked and wobbled in tune with the children's unsupervised playtime above.
"I'm a fire-breathing dragon,"
said the smallest of the two little girls as she swayed side to side and whipped around within the confines of the narrow corridor. A small chunk of plaster dropped from a crack in the wall. She stopped, still, captivated by a visible cloud of warm vapor in front of the crumbling framework.
"Don't be a dummy. You're not a dragon. You're a reindeer,"
her sister replied, kicking the plaster to the side.
"And you gotta start sounding your R's. You're not a baby no more."
For Izzy and Rosa, their energetic game of make-believe served as a fun and practical method to keep the blood flowing until the heating kicked in. Theirs was a private drama club with an exclusive membership of two. It was their special time together, away from the grown-ups and their whispered secrets, a chance to be kids, to goof around without an audience to subdue their exuberant play. Still thin air nipped greedily at their fingers and toes in the gloomy afternoon light.
"Brr, it sure is freezing here in the North Pole,"
Izzy announced, interrupting the production script that ran in her head. She raised her right hand and held it over her mouth. The warmth of her breath on her palm was a reminder of how cold the house could be. The fast pumping of her heart had heated her core, but her small, cold hand demonstrated the chill of the afternoon.
"As long as we keep on moving, we'll be fine," she said, dropping her hand and shrugging her shoulders.
Rosa puckered her bow-like lips and puffed a short series of toasty breaths into the two tiny circular voids that formed in the space between her small, blue-veined thumb and forefingers. The sisters knew from experience to bide their time by jumping around, until later when the noisy forced heating system of their grandmother's high-ceilinged house would clank into action. It was getting on in the afternoon. They could see, judging by the lengthy shadows that cast across the hallway at the top of the stairs. The Hardy children were looking forward to accompanying their mother on a last-minute pre-dusk holiday shopping expedition the few short blocks into town. Afterwards, there was the promise of coming home to supper, a cozy fire in the parlor, and the lights of the Christmas tree.